No, I was interested in this cement
curb
path that you can walk.
A sidewalk?
Yeah, is that what you'd call it?
Sidewalk, yeah.
And what would you consider to be a boulevard? What is a boulevard?
To me, I would say it was a 4-lane highway.
Okay. Are there other types of highways, paved and unpaved?
Oh yeah.
Could you?
Well, just a 2-lane highway.
Okay, there's a 2-lane.
Mm-hmm.
And for maybe a bigger road, you'd call that a boulevard?
Could be. Uh-huh. Okay. Boulevard. I suppose you'd call those 6 lanes over there in California and down to Denver on the backside as boulevards.
Okay. What about names for dirt roads?
That's it.
That's
a dirt road. A dirt road.
Okay.
Gravel.
I see. What do they call that where a road passes a low spot in the mountain? What would they call that spot? Or where it goes between the mountains, or
no valley, you mean?
Maybe not even. Do they ever use the term gap here, or?
Well, hardly ever. About the only time they call it gap is over there on the other side of Independence Rock, where the wagon train went through the gap over there.
Okay, is there another term they might use more frequently here to pass? Go through the.
Well, side hills and things like that.
Okay, but would they ever use the term pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poison Lake Pass.
Okay, let's see. What about Badlands? What is Badlands?
Well, that's a sort of dirt that has been washed away, and it's very small vegetation and mostly gumbo dirt. And it's what's soft sugar dirt washed away, and all you're left is the Badlands is the hard part that's sticking up. You have a flat part on top. Maybe it'll grow a little bit, and the rest of it is nothing there. It's dirt.
And sugar dirt is?
Well, it's a dissolving dirt. When water hits it, it dissolves and flows to a silt.
I see. Okay. And what about the term high plains?
Well, that's an altitude.
Okay. What would be considered? What altitude would the plains be high plains?
Well, above 7,000, I would say here.
And the term hole, I guess it's as in Jackson Hole. What would that mean?
Between two ranges of hills.
Okay, so
you got a valley. You're in a valley, and it might be in a kind of a dish pan affair, but it's a hole.
I see. Okay.
And there you'd have to get in with the pass and out with the pass.
Okay. What about there are woodlands on a very high piece of land? What would that be called? They come in ranges.
Mm-hmm. Forest ranges.
Let's see. These are called the Rocky.
Oh, Rocky Mountains.
Uh-huh. What's the and a lot smaller than a mountain is a
hill.
Okay. What's the difference between a mountain and a hill?
I suppose the size.
Okay. Just. Is there any difference in what would grow on them or?
Well, yeah. Well, it says most hills don't have pine trees on them.
Okay. So a mountain would be much taller and have better vegetation, I guess.
Well, different vegetation, anyway.
Okay. What about maybe the terms draw and wash? What?
Well, a draw ordinarily is a low spot between two grades of hills, and the wash is where the low spot washed out, mm-hmm. and it's a ditch affair.
Okay. How about canyon?
Well, that's in the years gone by where the Bible says when the Creator had the flood, why, that's what's left. And maybe there's a stream down there at the bottom of it that just kept on going.
Okay, that would be called a
canyon.
Okay. And what about where the water in a stream coming out goes over a
falls?
That would be called a fall. Mm-hmm. Are there any other terms for that you might have?